Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. I'm speaking with Ben.
Yes, you are. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Ben?
Good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear. I know you're speaking to my mapping coordinator here at Pearl about the first page placements we had available for programming today. Did you have any questions on how the service works or anything like that?
My first question, and probably sure. The most important, when say someone in my area Googles pressure washing, will my name pop up first?
I can't guarantee you first. Nobody can.
Okay.
if somebody says, hey, I can get you first, it's a big red flag. Cause how it works, it's just an algorithm. It's constant programming. We've gotten our clients to the first page before. I mean, to the first, slot before, but it's not to say it's set in stone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I don't want to come off as misleading or anything like that either. It is the first page, though, so when somebody does do a search, they would be able to find you right there on that first page placement, and they would be able to just click to call you directly.
Okay.
Now, with your company here, let me just see. Give me one sec. Do you have anything set up for clean bean pressure washing?
Not really anything, yet. I mean, I've been dabbling in Home Advisor, but that's about it.
Okay. How you like it so far?
It's pretty steady.
Okay. With just leads or with customers as well?
With just leads. I've had a few good couple of leads from there, and I'd say I get about a good maybe 2 out of 5, every time I call.
Nice. Okay, that's good. So that's good that you're getting traction through there. So how it works here is we would just place you as an independent company. The customers won't come in through like an app where you would have to call. They would contact you directly. So at that point, you would be on that first page with Home Advisor. So for them, it's like 10 of the best pressure washing companies in the area. You would either be on Home Advisor as well with the first page placements of Google. So they can find you on both.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep, that makes sense.
Perfect. And then do you have a Facebook page where you post like before and after pictures with like your pressure washing services or anything?
I just use my personal page.
Okay.
I have yet to make an actual page for the company, but
okay.
I do post a few before and afters. Hey, you need any pressure washing done anytime
yeah.
soon? Just basic stuff.
Okay, perfect. So, because how it works is we would actually build you a business page so that way you can have that for your company, and then we run what's called a retargeting campaign. Now, anytime somebody does a search for your services, we would just be able to retarget those people on their feed. So now clean bean pressure washing comes up on the first page of Google. You have your Home Advisor by Angie's, and it would pop up on their feed where that's just a click to call directly to you. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the difference between us, I don't know what you have with Home Advisor, if you're paying per lead or if you're like on a flat rate month to month with them. But for us, we just do a flat rate month to month. So we don't charge you per lead, per job, per call. We don't take a commission from you when you close your jobs. We're always set at a flat rate. So whether you receive 10 pressure washing jobs or 100 pressure washing jobs, at the end of the day, it always stays at that flat rate, bringing more profits for you guys at the end of the day for small businesses. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So that's how this service works. The pricing, let me get into it. I know you're brand new, correct? You've only been in business for a couple of months now or this year, right?
Yeah, pretty much the start of spring.
Okay, start of spring. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is Pearl asked me to give you what's called a new one business credit. It's a reduced rate from our original pricing. So typically from our pricing on our website, it usually goes north of like $599 month to month. That's $599 month to month. With the new in business credit, though, I'm able to bring you on at just $249 month to month, no contracts. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what that does is it does get your Google business profile verified. We do help you get that. And then we take care of all the programming for you. And then, like I said, we do populate you in the cities and zip codes that you want to be found in. From the $249, the $100 of $249 goes into your Facebook. So you do not have to pay extra for that. We take on that responsibility for you there. That way you always just have to budget for the $249 and you don't have that fluctuation, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, question here. I know you're new and you don't have a website currently up and running. Have you looked into building a website or anything like that?
I have a good IT friend.
Okay.
My brother is actually really good friends with it. Basically made my logo and everything. So I think I would have him build me a website. I wouldn't
build a website.
You guys.
Okay. Perfect. I was just asking, because we do websites here. I would say to maybe have him build you a website. Once it's done, let us know and we can link that to your Google Business profile. So now when you're on the first page, by default, your website is on the first page as well, too. And then they would just be able to either click to call you directly, click to go to your website and call you directly. But now you're just set up entirely with your web presence at that point. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Perfect. So now the thing with us here, and this is why Pearl did reach out to you. Once we do find a company here at Local Slash, we do have to close out the category. We are a Google channel partner. So what that means is you won't share your position with anybody at the same time. You won't share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get clean bean pressure washing on that first page of Google and get you all set up in your area, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to do a pin verification for you. They are going to verify that you're in the local area. You're not some AI-generated robot collecting all the jobs. So
gotcha.
I just want to make sure that you're still located at the 109 East High Street. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Felton, and the zip code is the 19943?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, when we create your Google Business profile, it's going to say clean bean pressure washing. Do you want it to say LLC on there? Do you have one, or do you just want it to say the clean bean pressure washing?
Just clean bean. I haven't gotten my LLC just yet.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then for the phone number for your customers to contact you, do you want it to be the 302-331-8114 number?
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to ring directly into you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Ben is your first name, or is that short for Benjamin, or?
It is short for Benjamin, but you could just leave it as Ben.
Okay, perfect. And then what's your last name, Ben?
Foust, F-O-U-S-T.
F-O-U-S-T. Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
Let's do, I actually have a work email.
Okay.
1 second.
No worries.
All right. It's going to be cleanbeanpressurewash@gmail.com.
Okay. Clean bean. How did you come up with the name? Because I actually like it. It's catchy.
So, yeah, it's based off of my name, of course. My nickname through high school was Bean, and I just kind of put in a word generator on Google, and it came up as Clean Bean. I was like, yep, I got to take that. I don't think anybody in this world would ever have that company name. So.
No, absolutely not.
Yep.
That's
how
I was
people,
like.
A lot of people don't get it right at first, and they put my name and that name together. That people just think it's a typo.
It's catchy. It flows well. That's why. And then just a question, like for your logo, do you have like a clean bean as your logo?
No, it's kind of. I wouldn't say it's a basic looking logo, but
okay.
I love that my slogan is bean there, watch that.
Oh, that's funny.
That's
a good one.
The logo
I would say.
The logo's kind of mid.
The logo's
but
mid.
I would like to get a better logo in the future.
Okay, perfect. I just saw the name and I was like, that is a funny name. But that's cool.
I'm glad
that
you liked it.
Being there, done that. That's funny. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're doing pressure washing. Are you doing power washing as well? So I've learned that that's kind of like ones with cold water, ones with hot water. I just want to make sure that if somebody's typing in power washing as well, that you're popping up for that.
I mean,
too.
You can put for tags, yeah, you could do power and pressure. I was aware that it was basically all the same thing. I've never heard of people using hot water. The only thing that's kind of different is some people do like a soft wash method where they use a bunch of chemical and just wash it off with a hose.
Okay.
But yeah, you, are you doing any or pressure.
Okay, power or pressure, and then are you doing any soft washing?
I am. Yep, yep, you can put that in there.
And then I'm guessing you're doing patios, decks, sidewalks, houses, driveways, commercial, residential, or just residential right now?
You can put it as commercial too. I'm sure that's more of the big money there, but I haven't really done a business yet.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to put it. So if somebody is looking, you know, I always see, and we've worked with people too that, you know, have gotten fast food jobs where they're pressure washing driveways and stuff like that to make it look clean. So, just so if somebody's searching for it in the area, they can contact you directly. Are you doing roofs as well for homes?
You can put it in there. I've only done about two, and they went pretty well, but I'm still kind of
in those.
It's kind of a different, task. It's definitely more soft wash than anything.
Okay.
You could put it in there.
Okay. And do you want to do houses as well? You're doing houses. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep. I do pretty much everything, including fencing too. Fencing's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, those fences get dirty pretty quickly, especially when they're white.
They do. They're money makers.
Yeah. Yep. My in-laws have a white back fence, and it, man, that thing collects dirt like no other. Perfect. And then now the areas that you want to target, it's very specific when we do the retargeting campaigns. So we can target specific cities, counties, zip codes, or we can do like a mile radius. It's really up to you if you want to target specific cities and zip codes or counties because they're like higher end jobs, then we can definitely do that too.
Absolutely. I would, my travel distance, would probably be about 25 miles max, but I would love to target the beach areas in Delaware, Rehoboth, Lewis, Ocean City, basically where all the fancy beach houses are.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put that here. Okay, awesome. Perfect. I'm going to let my tech team know that there. And then what's going to be your operation hours? Are you Monday through Sunday or do you take the weekends off?
I am Monday through Thursday because I have a another job. I work 3 12-hour shifts Friday to Sunday.
Okay. So Monday through Thursday. And then what's that operation hours on Monday and Thursday? Monday through Thursday.
I'd say 7 a.m. to, let's say, 6 p.m.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be showcased on the Google Business Profile there. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday will show closed. If you still got a call, I'm pretty sure you can either let it go to voicemail and you'll call them back after, or, you know, you can schedule a time with them for, you know, a Thursday, Monday through Thursday, availability spot for you at that point too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Now with, the first month's payment here, how would you like to secure that listing, Ben? Would you like to do it with a business credit card? Would you like to do it with a debit card?
It's going to be a debit card, but I would have to contact my bank to kind of move some money around first. But I would be absolutely willing to make this decision today. So if I could get, like, maybe your direct phone and give you a call back after I situate all that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are. Or I can send you a text message. It just depends on what you want me to do here. I'll actually send you a text message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too, so
I can that's fine too. If you want to just input the credit card information and then I can text you to send it through.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, give me a sec here. So I'll set all that up for you as well. And then what I'm going to do is once it does go through, it's going to send you what we're going to need to get you verified with Google. So, you know, we're going to need pictures, stuff like that. And then I'm going to set an onboarding call with you as well. My tech team is going to reach out to you. That way, you know, they're going to help you with the verification, one, but then two, you're programmed correctly. You don't have any like, hey, why am I getting people to call me for a locksmith? I'm not a, I don't fix locks. So I just want to make sure you're covered there. Give me one sec. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text message here. Perfect. That should go through. It just says Charlie Local Splash. It has the phone number and then my direct line. You can also text me back there, and it's going to shoot back into the office, but it'll shoot back into me as well, too. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Now, for the card itself, it's a debit card, correct?
Yeah, Visa.
Okay. And then it's a Visa for the billing address. Is it the same one you gave me earlier, the 109 East High Street?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on the name of it, does it just have your first and last name, Ben? Is it Faust?
Ben Faust. Yep. Okay. Not Benjamin, just Ben Faust. Yep.
Okay. And does it have your business name on there or no?
No, it's just a personal card.
Okay. So what I'm going to do then is when it does go through, I'm still going to send you a business like paid receipt. So that way at the end of the year, you can still have a tax write-off for when you do your taxes, for 2024. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And another for you, since pressure washing is definitely a seasonal thing, is there a way I can cut off the subscription and then have it back up and running during like springtime?
100%. So everything here is on a month-to-month basis. So you're not locked into like a contract for like 3, 6, 12 months. I understand that. We understand too. We do work with a lot of East Coast. The only thing that we ask is just give us 3 days heads up of when you're going to kind of shut it down. That way you don't get charged for your next month of service. Now you can pause the service as well all the way up to 6 months. So that way when you're taking, you know, your hiatus because of the weather, you just call us back whenever you're going to start that back up. And then we would just start everything back up again at that point. So there's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort for you either.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So I know you got the Visa. What's the card number? I'm ready whenever you are.
It is 4403.
Mm-hmm.
9325 7386 6984.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
0125.
Okay. And then the zip code, the security code on the back?
877.
Okay. Now I'm going to set up a security question. I'm basically going to set everything up here. Hold on. Address has a symbol in it. Okay, yeah. They don't like symbols. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'm going to set up a security question. This is just an added form of protection for you, Ben. So every time we do call you, we are just going to ask you, you know, hey, what's your security question? Your answer unlocks the account. That's to ensure that we're just only talking to you and nobody else. It also ensures that you're always talking to us and nobody else. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, we're Local Splash, we want to charge you more money, you'd be like, okay, well, what's my security question? If they don't know it, hang the phone up and call us directly, and then we'll have like a little investigation here to make sure that, hey, what's going on? Okay?
Got it.
Perfect. It doesn't happen. All the years I've been here, it's never happened to any of my clients, but we just make sure with everything that goes on. So I got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one do you like?
Mother's maiden name would be Angela Malik, M-A-L-I-K.
Okay, give me one sec here, because one, they blur it out for me, and two, they make me write it twice. So I got to make sure I get everything here. Angela Malik. Perfect. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. I'm not going to charge the card right now because, like you said, you got to move the money around. But once the money does go through the transaction, this is going to be sent to you in writing as well. This is in a recorded line. This is an added form of protection for you as a Google Channel partner. You're going to have two things in here. One, you're going to have the phone number to always get a hold of us. And two, you're going to have in here the pricing structure of the $249 month to month. Now, you're grandfathered in at that price. If you look on our website states this as $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. So you're getting a good new in business credit here, and you're always grandfathered in even if inflation rises, okay?
Okay, and is that just for the first month?
No, sir, that's for as long as you're with us in service.
Perfect. All right, cool.
Yeah, so if you stay with us 10 years, you're grandfathered in at the $249 rate for 10 years, okay? Perfect. All right, well, I'm going to go through this really quickly for you here, all right? Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Clean Bean Pressure Washing.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Ben Faust, the owner.
Awesome. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Then to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
I do.
Okay. I have a customer service number. This is what you would use to contact us for any adjustments on your account, if you would say. Do you have a pen and paper you can write it down or put it in your phone here? This is what we would contact you for our onboarding call as well, too.
Sure. Give me one second.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
Okay, it's going to be 877-635-6225.
All right.
Okay, and I sent you a text message as well with that number with my extension on it. So you have my direct line as well, too, in your text messages, okay?
Awesome.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, so it's basically saying that we don't want you to pay for anything twice. We're going to help you with the Google Business Profile. So if somebody's going to contact you and say, hey, we can get you to the first page of Google, you could just tell them, hey, I already have Local Splash to do it, because you can only have one company in the account at a time.
Right. Yes, I will.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, obviously, when you give me the go-ahead that the money is in there, in the non-refundable amount in the 249. This is going to be on August 8th. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th in the amount of just $249, okay? This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I gave you earlier. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do agree.
Perfect. Okay. Now, time frame for us here, what are you looking at to get everything processed.
For onboarding?
Yeah, well, so how the process is going to work, I just want to kind of get a time frame for you so I can know when to book the onboarding call. They usually do it when the account goes green, which is a paid account for you. So I'm not able to schedule the onboarding yet. That's what I was saying. Do you have a time frame of how long it's going to take you to move the funds around?
No less than an hour. I would say either, I guess I could do the onboarding today as soon as today.
Yes.
Is that possible?
Absolutely. So I can do the onboarding today. So, your Eastern time, I have availability at 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. your time. I also have availability at 4 p.m. as well. So, I mean, if you can, you know, hit me with the text like, hey, we're good to go, I'll book that onboarding call once the transaction goes in, and then I'll actually give you a call just so that way everything did come through text message and email as well. But just kind of for my records here, what position or what time would work better for you? 4, 5, or 6?
I would say 4.
4 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll do it here. I'm actually just going to book it. I'm not supposed to, but I'm just going to do it so it doesn't. So right. It just doesn't. Because they only have one slot right there available. I'm just going to book it so it doesn't get filled. And then it's kind of like do it now, apologize later, that saying.
Yeah.
So, oopsie, my bad. Oh, well, he just had to move the phones around. So I got you. No worries. All right. So I'm going to send you an email. The only email is going to be for the Google Calendar here. So actually, give me one sec here. Okay. Perfect. Okay, I put it there. So if I don't receive anything within an hour from you, like a text or anything, I'm going to reach out to you just to make sure that we're still ready to rock and roll. If I don't hear from you an hour, just to kind of keep it safe on our end, I am just going to maybe push you back an hour or two for the onboarding call. Just to ensure that everybody's okay here as well too. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Perfect. All right, Ben. Well, I look forward to speaking with you in an hour and getting you all set up today. Okay.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
Okay. Bye.